series to be handed down as special grand jury investigation. Grave robbing in Texas is this hour's top news story. An informant led officers of the Muerto County Sheriff's Department to a cemetery just outside the small rural Texas community of Newt early this morning. Officers there discovered what appeared to be a grisly work of art, the remains of a badly decomposed body wired to a large monument. A second body was found in a ditch near the perimeter of the cemetery. Subsequent investigation has revealed at least a dozen empty crypts, and it's feared more will turn up as the probe continues. Deputies report that in some instances, only parts of a corpse had been removed. The head, or in some cases, the extremities removed, the remainder of the corpse left intact. Evidence indicates the robberies have occurred over a period of time. Sheriff Jesus Maldonado refused to give details in the ghoulish case and said only that he did have strong evidence linking the crime to elements outside the state. Area residents have reportedly converged on the cemetery, fearing the remains of relatives have been removed. No suspects are in custody as the investigation at the scene continues.
Thank you. Labour leader Michael Foot has appeared in court today following the death of a policeman in a booby-trap bomb explosion in the city on Monday. Meanwhile, a member of a rock band from Northern Ireland has been kidnapped in Dublin, but the police are ruling out political terrorism. Ray Suarez reports that one of the first NATO leaders to arrive in Rome is America's Secretary of State. But the police are ruling out political terrorism. A 31-year-old Rotherham man is fighting for his life in hospital this afternoon after being knocked down by a police car. Police say the man, who's still not been identified, attacked Mrs. Thatcher for stepping up the world arms race. He's in the intensive care unit at Rotherham District General Hospital with a suspected fractured skull. Some friends are saying he won't last the weekend, but the police are ruling out political terrorism. Some news just coming in. A Dublin to London jet has been hijacked to Le Touquet in France. It's thought Iranians are involved in the hijacking of the plane belonging to the Irish airline Aer Lingus. Police say the man, who's still not been identified, apparently walked back into the path of the patrol car as it was being driven down Doncaster Road at Dalton shortly before midnight. So far, no ransom demand has been received. And supporters of the IRA hunger striker Bobby Sands have secretly asked the Irish Prime Minister Charles Hockey to try and get Britain to give in to his demands. They're hoping this last-minute initiative could save Sands' life, which is reported to be slipping away very quickly. He's in the intensive care unit at Rotherham District General Hospital with a suspected fractured skull. Staying in the political arena, one of the Labour Party's leading anti-marketeers, John Silkin, says Lord Carrington is talking nonsense when he says it's too late for Britain to pull out of the EEC. Speaking at the Wales TUC conference, he pledged a future Labour government would work towards arms control. They're hoping this last-minute initiative could save Sands' life, and he said the Prime Minister is doing her best to increase tension. Two cruise ships have been hit by a docker's pay dispute at Southampton. The P&O liner Canberra was forced to anchor off Portsmouth and ferry passengers ashore in a tender after being turned away from Southampton. They're hoping this last-minute initiative could save Sands' life. Police say the man, who's still not been identified, apparently walked back into the path of the patrol car as it was being driven down Doncaster Road at Dalton shortly before midnight. So far, no ransom demand has been received. And in Rome, NATO foreign ministers are gathering for top-level talks on the future of American nuclear missile bases in Europe. They're hoping this last-minute initiative could save Sands' life. More than 570 missiles are involved. Some will be based in Britain. Police say the man, who's still not been identified, apparently walked back into the path of the patrol car, which is reported to be slipping away very quickly. So far, no ransom demand has been received. The weather, it's 8.5 centigrade, that's 47 Fahrenheit. The outlook, a mild, dry afternoon.
You're listening to Songs from Under the Floorboards on Radio Nope. I'm Jacques Granger. We just heard Blood Spill by Mental Anguish. News Cut Up 2581 by Christopher R. Watson. And at the beginning of the show, we heard excerpts from the score to The Texas Chainsaw Massacre by Wayne Bell and Toby Hooper. Next up is something by Dome.
Pretty around the mouth, the whispers grow into a silent shout. Movements by the hand, the one-armed man walks on the mermaid sand.
Break out the paints and the brushes in. Spill out
You're listening to Songs from Under the Floorboards on Radio Nope. I'm Jacques Granger. We just heard Golden Boys by Reese, New Broom by XTC, and at the beginning of that set we heard Cruel When Complete by Dome. Next up is Something by Parliament.
Thank you. We'll be right back. no more. No more waiting here alone. The victims come and go. Far beyond what they wrote, literate or simply good for a quote. Alas, all that ends well starts to spoil. It lives just to deceive us for a while. We would shine in a way. Decay is love out of time. So much for waiting here. No one ever came. It simply wasted us here. Sometimes all the risks you took declined. The other invitations to collapse or just die innocent or stay alive for a while. No more, no more changing of the guard that never changes, leaves you last, or not at all, celebrate, the wait is good for you all. So much for waiting here. No one ever came. It simply wasted us here.
You're listening to Songs from Under the Floorboards on Radio Nope. I'm Jacques Granger. We just heard No More Changing of the Guard by The Bells. Deep Sleep by Red Turns 2. And at the beginning of that set, we heard the 12-inch version of Flashlight by Parliament. You can find all of my playlists, along with downloadable and streaming versions of every episode of this show, at facebook.com/fromunderthefloorboards. That is the end of this week's show, and I thank you for listening.